Yankee Charlie India. Anybody out there that uses Anytone radios?
E6KEN, I've got an Anytone 778.
The proud recipient today of an Anytone 5588. And I was trying to program it via chirp, and it took the first 34 channels I had on it, but I had 128 programmed into that particular chirp directory, and it only took 34. Any ideas on that one?
But with the 778, I haven't had any problem getting more channels programmed than that, and I'm not familiar with the 5888. So I don't think I can help you, but it's pretty cool that you got a new radio.
I had tried to go the VTech route, and I got two VTechs, and they both had the same issue. So I said, nope, just going to change brands, and got on here, and somebody recommended Anytone to me.
The 778 has been just a workhorse for me. You know, I've got one in the car and one in the shack. And they just really have been good little radios, starter radios for me, and no complaints. Lately, I've been getting a little bit more interference as I drive through town, so I don't know if that's a Greenville thing or if something's going bad in my car or what. But, you know, honestly, for a solid year, both of these radios have worked, you know, better than expected.
Imagine as big as Greenville is getting. It'd have to be a Greenville thing, wouldn't you?
Possibly. And I've read that the 778's front-end filtering is not, you know, as good as an ICOM or something like that. So it could be something like that encroaching. I haven't really had time to test it fully, but there's something weird going on because it's not specific to one radio. It's happening to both of them. And so it's either something happening in my car where there's a part going bad causing some RFI, or there's just some stuff going on around Greenville with interference. And I was thinking, you know, with all of the electrical line repairs that we've had after the hurricane, there could be some wacky stuff going on in our area, too.
See, what I was going to say, when I was interviewing the guy from Duke Power, I think he told me they replaced like 6,000 or 9,000 poles or something, and I'm sure that changed a few things.
And even within my neighborhood, I mean, within a two-mile radius, you know, tons and tons of new poles and transformers and everything else went in. So I can't imagine that everything was locked down tight. You know, they may have some work to do on it still. The name here is Ken, by the way.
Ken, I am Bill, by the way.
Well, good to meet you, Bill. I hope you figure that 5888 out. I think you could have some fun with that radio.
Band, it's supposed to be pretty decent. This is this was actually the one you're talking about. The 578. That was one recommended to me. I just had three suppressors come in, and I had to pay for three tax stamps. So there went my radio money.
Do it there. The 778, I think, is the low end of the ones that you've described. There's the 5888, there's the 578, and then there's the 778. The 778 is the absolute bare bones minimum, you know, straight up plain vanilla radio. But I got to tell you, it's worked better than expected. It's been great.
I will keep on my search. I thank you for the information.
No information. Sorry about that. Wish I could have been more helpful. And good luck to you. This is KE6KEN. Clear on your final.
Q4 Yankee Charlie India. Clear and monitoring. Yankee Charlie India. Any tone 5888. Uniform Victor users out there.
4YCI and 4ZLK. Shane here. I'm not an Anytone user, but I just wanted to say hello. Your signal's really good tonight. I think I heard you say you moved to a different radio. Is that Anytone you went to?
I went to. I didn't want to get particular. I wanted to get another ICOM 2730. I have one for the car, but I had a gift card with Amazon, and it was $90 more on Amazon than it was on Gigaparts. So I went with it instead. I'm not disappointed with it, but if I could have just had the money, I would have bought another Icon, but this will work.
I know a lot of people use them. They seem to be good radios. I've never owned an ICOM. I've got Yaesu's and Kenwood's, and I've been very happy with them. And I know the ICOMs are great radios. I just don't have any experience with them.
I was talking to a guy with the Cherokee Guardians. His name is Lee Marion. He got his ham license in 1955, and I was asking him, well, do you think Baofeng is junk? And he just looked at me. That's why everything I have is ICOM, or Kenwood, or Yaesu.
And I got my license in 1991, and back then there was just Yaesu, Kenwood, and ICOM. But I've got a couple of those little Baofeng radios I picked up real cheap a few years ago, and they do okay. You know, they're handy to have around, but if that's all you can afford, I mean, you can spend as much money as you want in this hobby. So as much money as you're able to spend, somebody will take it from you. So it's a good way to get into it.
I ordered an ICOM T10 HT, and I'm going to use the Anytone as my base station, and the ICOM as a car, and the T10 as my handy, and who knows.
I've got an older one, a Yaesu 857D, that's HF, 2 meter, and 440, but you can only use one frequency at a time. So I do like having the other radio, a 2 meter by itself, sitting on the desk so that I can monitor at the same time if I'm working a little bit of HF. I've got a couple of HF radios. But now, is this the Anytone you're on now, is that an HT?
This Anytone is a 5888.
Model numbers, is it a handy talkie or is it a little base or portable, like a mobile radio?
Mobile radio. Now, are you the one that was suggesting to me that I want to try HF?
But I would definitely suggest that. It's a lot of fun, and it expands your range, especially in emergencies. Obviously, it expands your communication ranges tremendously.
HF radios that are out there, are they dedicated to the HF frequencies, or do they go down into the ham 2 meter and 440?
HF only, or you can get ones that cover the HF, the 2 meter, and the 440. And usually the HF now have the 6 meter on there as well, most of them. But yeah, that's what they would call a shack in a box, is the ones that do the HF and 2 meter and 440.
Well, I'm going to keep studying on this. My issue is that I plugged this up to CHIRP, and I got 34 of the stations on there out of the 128 that I had programmed into the BTEC, but it won't only take up to 34 of the channels, and I'm trying to figure out how to get the other one, you know, what is it, 90-some-odd that are missing.
I wish you good luck on that. I actually just programmed all of my radios by hand. I have a lot of frequencies that I've programmed over the years, and most of them I never even use, and I can't even remember what they are. I have to look them up when I go to see it, you know, figure out what they are. But I know that's the way to go with a computer and a cable, and you can program everything about it. But I don't do that yet, and I don't have the need personally, but I'm not gonna say you shouldn't do it. Everybody has their own. That's the thing about this hobby. There's all kinds of things to do and all kinds of way of doing it.
Comment.
Or is that okay?
KK4XX Bay Earl over here in Traverse City. She said you had a Yaesu 857D.
Her name was Earl.
Roger. I got an 857D. And it's been in mothballs for probably about a year, and I pulled it out the other night. The radio and everything sounds good, but when I go on my 2 meter, it sounds like it's got a busted speaker. It's real fuzzy. It's got a lot of white noise in it, and I can't figure out what it is, and it didn't do it before I put it up.
possible issue with the speaker. I get that on HF on that radio. If I actually do a lot of Morse code, so I either use earplugs or I plugged in a speaker that sits off on the desk. Because of that issue, it doesn't do it on 2 meter for me, but it does it on HF, and I think it's just an issue with the radio. Something electronic into the speaker. It's not the speaker itself. It's some of the resistors or capacitors in there. If what I read is correct, and I was going to send mine off to get it fixed. I just haven't done it yet.
Roger. I do the desk speaker, and it does the same thing on the desk speaker.
Say that. I'm sorry about that. It only does it on HF for me, and it doesn't do it when I've got the headphones plugged into it. And 4ZLK.
KK4HX. Hey, who would you send it off to get it checked?
Georgia. He's down in Gainesville. Has a repair shop. Several guys from around this area have sent radios off to him. If you give me just a minute, I'll look up his name. I've got it. I just can't remember. And 4ZLK. Hang on.
KK4HXB, monitoring.
Charlie India, I'm going to jump off of here, and I'll be back later on to ask the question again. Thanks very much for your help. KQ4 Yankee Charlie India, clear.
Later. Sound good on that radio. N4ZLK. 4H, I missed your call. Is it Earl?
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, KK4HXB, I'm here.
KK4HXB. Yeah, it's Claremont Skyland Radio and TV, and they're down in Gainesville. You can look them up on Apple or Google Maps and give you the address.
That, repeat.
Claremont, Claremont Skyland Radio and TV.
Look them up. Thank you now. KK4HXB monitoring.
Over here, I haven't called it yet, but it's what was sent to me if you're interested in it.
Yeah, roger that.
888-813-4873. How copy?
813-4873, roger. Roger that. KK4HXB, I'll be monitoring. Thank you.
Nice to talk to you. N4ZLK.